Isaac's parents stand. So Brother Choi, Miss Andrew, do you mind standing? And this is Isaac's parents. Thank you very much. Isaac's a freshman this year. And then we'll have Aiden's mom stand. Miss Patsy, are you there? There's Miss Patsy back in the back. And so we'll have Isaac come preach for us first. And I know that last year some of the young men got a little bit winded, a little bit long. And so I'm going to sit right down there and help them with time tonight, okay? It may have been our first preacher, but we won't throw anyone under the bus by saying that.
I'm very nervous tonight, so I ask that y'all just please bear with me. If y'all have your Bibles, please turn to John chapter 21. I'm going to read verse 15. So when they had dined, Jesus saith unto Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest, but then thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful day you give us today, Lord. I am thankful for the opportunity to allow me to preach, Lord. And I just pray that you would just use me as a mouthpiece, Lord. And I just pray that you'd have me say what ought to be said, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. When God asked Peter if he loved him, It was testing him, saying it was testing him. Peter did have affection for God, but he was trying to prove a point to Peter. He say, "If you love me, feed my sheep and feed my lambs." And Peter and he kept asking and asking him, and Peter didn't understand, and he got frustrated with God, Jesus said, feed my sheep, and kept asking me, he said, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, in verse 18, When thou wast young, thou girdest thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. He was saying that you're young right now, Peter, and you can go anywhere you want to go when you want to go. And he was saying, And he said, when you're going to be old, you know, someone else is going to have to carry you where you want to go, and someone else is going to have to clothe you and do what you want to do. And he was saying to him, in 19, he said, this he spake, he signifying what death he should glorify God. God has a plan for your lives, and he wants you to glorify him in his plan. Jesus wanted Peter to be a preacher. That's what he was throughout the Bible. He wrote. He was a preacher in Acts. He is a really popular one where he talks about his preaching, and so he wanted Peter to feed his lambs, his sheep, and the sheep was God's chosen people. The people are saved, and he wanted them to disciple them and everything. That was God's calling, and we all have our own calling. And I think all of us, if I asked you right now if y'all loved God, y'all would all raise your hand and say yes, I love God. But if I asked you to prove it, how many of y'all could fall through on that? Right here, he was saying to Peter, prove that you love me, feed my sheep, do my will for your life. And he kept asking and asking him, and Peter didn't respond to him until verse 17. He said, thou knowest all things, and thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus still said unto him, feed my sheep if you do. I'm not sure what y'all's callings are, but God has called you to do something. And whatever it may be, He wants you, if you follow through on that, you surely do love God. I know you do. He wanted for people who are like preachers, like, because pastor's a preacher. There's a lot, many other people in here that teach and everything. That's their will, and what they do in Sunday school class and Sunday mornings is they preach to people. They teach them the word of God. They disciple them and become a good Christian. That's what Jesus was saying to Peter. He wanted him to realize that if you really love me, Peter, you'd feed my sheep, and if you really love God, you do His calling for your life. We had Beloito here for our conference, and he had two papers up here. He said my script, it was my script and God's script, and everything happened in your life, and he had to tear the pieces of paper. Our script doesn't matter; it's what God wants in our life. And if you follow through on that, you're proving to everyone around you that you love God, and God really wants you to follow through on your life. And if you, I know I'm saying this, we're being a little repetitive here, but if you really do love God, you will follow His plan for your life. In verse 19, at the end of it, he said, "And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me." He was saying before this chapter, it was Christ rose again, showed himself to disciples and everything, and it said, and Peter went back to fishing. It was before he went that, and when he went back to fishing, it was right here when Jesus came unto him, appeared unto him, and had them throw their nets on the right side of the ship, and they caught a multitude of fishes. And they sit down and talked with Peter and said, "What?" It was basically saying, "What are you doing? What are you doing here? I wanted you to preach to people, and you're sitting over here fishing." And he was trying to prove a point to Peter, as he's trying to prove a point in all of our lives, that if he wants us to love us, he wants to have a good relationship with us. And I'm really praying that in my life that I have a good relationship with him by reading my Bible and praying every day, and I pray that y'all do too. And I asked him, follow God's will for your life, because you love God and God loves you, and you really want to see that. I just pray that you'd thank y'all for listening to me, and I just pray that y'all would be with the other preachers tonight. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity for me to preach tonight, Lord. I thank you for all the people that are here that are listening to me, Lord. I thank you for their attention, Lord. And I just pray for the rest of the preachers tonight, Lord, and the rest of the service, that you bless it, Lord, and bless them. And I just pray that you just be with us throughout our week, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
I guess the other thing's not working. Well, I'm Aiden, and yeah, I guess I already told you that. And turn to your Bible in Mark 16:15 and Matthew 28:19. Mark 16:15, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." And Matthew 28:19 says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost." Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for letting me be able to preach up here this night, and I feel so blessed to amazing youth group and amazing church, and if it be your will that one day I get to preach up here again, your name I pray, amen. So my topic I'll be preaching on is the word go, and the definition of go is move from one place or point to another, or travel, leave, or depart. All of these are an action of a command. And three examples of go in the Bible are Exodus 5:1, and that says, "And afterwards Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, Thus saith the Lord of Israel, Let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." Another is Ecclesiastes 9:7, written by Solomon, Go thy way, eat thy bread with joy, and drink thy wine with merry heart. For God now accepteth thy works. And when he says wine, he means grape juice, not alcohol. And Matthew 2:8, the story of when Herod tries to find the birthplace of Christ. And it says, and he sent them unto Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. What all these things have in common is that they are also all commands, because they have the word go and the verb. And God commands us, Christians, all of us, to go unto the world. But we all, not just in the church, but each Christian individual, have been lazy about spreading the word. And another point is, the need is not the call, but the call is the need. Just because you're interested in a certain place to go, that doesn't mean that that's the one for that God chose for you. He may want to send you to a very dangerous area, or across the street, or just in your neighborhood in general. And in Jonah 1:1-3, if you'd like to turn there also and follow along, you don't have to, because I'll be reading it. And it says, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarsus from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarsus. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down unto it, to go with them unto Tarsus, from the presence of God. And running from the Lord when he has a command for you will affect you personally and spiritually later on. It would be easier just to run, but it would be easier just for you to run, but that will also hurt you. You should want what the Lord tells you to do, no matter what it is. And the safest place for you is in the Lord's will. What would the world be like if us Christians, all of us, would go and spread the gospel? We would all reach the world in just a short amount of time, just here in America. And my fourth point is, how should you prepare to go? 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So study the Bible, so that God may approve of you, that he may give you the words to study the knowledge to study the Bible, so that you may witness to others and spread his word. So my fifth point is your go, as in your strive. 1 Peter 4:1 says, for as much as a Christian has suffered for us in the flesh, for as much as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Which means, for our personal goal, because Jesus lived, died for us, we should live and serve him. And Deuteronomy 20:4 says, for the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies, to save you. Which means, don't fear what would happen to you. Just be aware that God is with you, and trust and have faith in him, and he'll get you through it. And Proverbs 3, verse 6, my final point. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Meaning, if you are aware of him being with you during prayer or Bible reading, then he will show you where to go. That's all. So let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for letting me be able to preach here. And please bless the rest of this night, Lord, and all the other sermons, Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, my name is Tyler. I'll be in Luke chapter 6 tonight. Before we go there, I want to tell you a story. My message is going to be on unconditional love. And last Friday night got a little intense. My grandma and grandmas are Linda Reed and Maudie Day. Where's she at? There she is. Okay. Almost lost their testimony at our game. Let's just say there wasn't enough love there. They're just helping me out with my message today. And I'm going to be, Luke chapter 6, verse 27. But before I read, all that happened before Luke 27 is Jesus is with his disciples and the multitude. A multitude, it doesn't say how big, but he says they're all with diseases and he heals all of them. And from verse 20 to 49, it's just him, his message to the disciples. But I'm going to be majoring on verses 27 and 28 tonight. Verse 27 says, "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you." And I know a lot of us, sometimes we can't really love those people. You know those people that aren't very lovable? We just not a connection there. Let's just say my grandmas didn't have that love connection with the refs or the other team. But they did say after the game and Saturday, they were like, "We're sorry for losing our testimony in front of you." And just, they said sorry and just told me they love me and that they're praying for me. And in verse 27, it says, "But I say unto you, love your enemies and do good to them which hate you." So that's kind of a hard thing to love someone that hates you. And verse 28 says, "Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you." That's also really hard to do. Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. So it says that for the disciples, that's what Jesus is saying to the disciples, but I think that's why it's in here. It's mostly for us too, that our world today is kind of hard to love people, but our Lord wants us to love each and every one. Amen. Love the sinner, hate the sin, that's a very famous saying. And the Lord will bless those who follow his commands. And just my one thing I want for me is to show God wants us to love everyone, no matter how unlovable they can get. And that's just my challenge for me, myself, and all of you. That I know that a lot of stuff has happened the past few months, and it's kind of hard to love that one person that's just unlovable. And I just really challenge you that it's our job to love the unlovable. And just thank you, Brother Jesse, for allowing me to be able to preach tonight. And let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for my wonderful church, Lord. Thank you for my grandparents. And thank you for just everyone here, Lord, that is here to support the youth group. And just thank you for all these guys that are preaching tonight, Lord. Please bless their messages, Lord. Speak to hearts tonight. And just please help us to love the unlovable person, Lord. And just give us that challenge, Lord. And just speak to hearts tonight, Lord. And be with the rest of the message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, hi, I'm Noah Day, and I've been coming to this church my whole life, actually, and it's really a great privilege to preach in front of you tonight, and I'm sorry to say this, but I don't have a message prepared. Just kidding. I just want to switch. Y'all's faces were priceless. All right. But where I am going to be tonight is Hebrews chapter 11 and verses 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 11 is the, people call it the Hall of Faith chapter. And it just talks about a lot of great men in the Bible that have just kept their faith of God and they've gone through hard times, or they didn't really go through that hard time, but they just stayed faithful to God no matter what the consequences were. But I'm going to be talking about Enoch tonight. And it says in verse number 5, "By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had his testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity that you've given me to preach tonight, Lord. I pray that you'd touch hearts, Lord, and that if there's anybody in this congregation that's not saved tonight, Lord, that I pray that they'd come to know you, Lord. And just speak through me, Lord, that it's not me that's talking, Lord, to you, Lord. And bless the rest of this service, Lord. Just in our pray, amen. In Hebrews 11:5, it talks about Enoch and how he was translated. And what that means is that he never died. There's only two people in the Bible that have never died, and that was Enoch and Elijah. And Enoch was one of those characters that the Bible does not say much about. I mean, there's only about four or five verses about him in the Bible. And all it says is that he walked with God back in Genesis 5. And he had such a great relationship with God that God just found that he didn't deserve to live on earth anymore. But he needed to come home and live with the Lord. So God just took him. He never died. God just, as one day, just God, he was end up in heaven. Enoch is such a great example for how the Christian faith should be. Like, every day we should be striving to know the Lord and striving to reach that mark of knowing God and the love that we have for him and the love we show others. We just need to be firm and built in that, because the days are getting really, really evil. And even now in today's society, you just see it just going downhill. There's not a lot of good news out there. And some of that can be very discouraging, but I have a Bible here that tells me that it's not going to be that discouraging in the end. That we're going to be in heaven one day, if you're saved, and that we will praise God for eternity. And the Lord is going to bless us through times of persecution and times of hardship while we keep the faith. Because it says in verse number 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, "But without faith it is impossible to please him." We have to diligently seek God because it is impossible to please him without our faith. One of the easiest ways to keep the faith is to just walk with God, walk with him daily. And that's not just reading your Bible, that's praying. That's praying for others. That is going on visitation, going to church, going and just reaching the world for God. And a lot of us slack with that for a lot of different reasons. And it's a lot of it's just lousy excuses. Well, I am too old now, or I'm too young. God can't use me, or I have a bad hip, or I don't understand things very well. I'm not that smart. But God, He uses the people that you think have no chance of making a difference, and God uses so many people in the Bible to make a difference. In Ephesians 5:1, it says, "Be ye their followers of God." You know how hard it is to be a follower of God in today's age? Because the world is just, it's so evil and so dark that if we act as Christians out there, it's going to make, that people are going to notice a very big difference in us because we have a light that we have around us. But the problem today with Christians is that they stop following God because they love the world so much and that they don't keep God's faith. And I just want to encourage you tonight, keep God's faith. Don't forsake God. It says in 2 Timothy 4:10, Demas forsakes Paul and God because he had so much of a love for the world. And it's hard for me to have a love for the world in today's society. But at the same time, it's very easy too because we succumb to a lot of those temptations and we give in to peer pressure, and we give in to what people think about us. And God says, don't worry about what others think about you. Just worry about what I think about you. And we just need to be like Paul and keep the faith. Because I'm going to turn to Philippians 3:14. And it says, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. That's Paul speaking from prison. We have to constantly be striving toward that mark for the prize. And that prize is heaven. And we have to just be striving to. And it's not just, we don't get to heaven by works. We get to heaven by our trusting in God and believing in Him and getting saved. But we have to be diligently seeking Him to reach others. And it is almost impossible to reach others without God, because it's not about what you say, it's about what the Holy Spirit says in their heart. And I just encourage you to be like Paul. And it says in Ephesians 5:15-16, see then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Please, I just encourage you, keep the faith by walking with God, because we live in evil days, and they're only going to get eviler and darker. So just keep the faith and keep pressing toward the mark of the prize. All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to preach, Lord. I hope I said it right, Lord, and that I spoke what you would have me to speak, Lord. And Lord, I pray that you'd be the rest of the services, Lord. Touch hearts, Lord. And thank you for this great youth group that it came over their shyness, Lord, that they come on stage, Lord, and serve you, Lord. And I pray for this week, Lord, that we go and seek you daily, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.